shells.
And then at one point we'll get a chance to be reunited with her. So
I agree with that too. And I think that when people that are close to us in our lives, you know, that they, when they pass, they can do so much more for us on the other side. You know, there's only so much you can do physically, but on the other side, I believe that they get to work for us. You know, like, okay, I can do so much more, you know? So rest well with the ancestors.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a firm believer she's watching over us.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Wow, Rick. Whew, my goodness, my heart goes out to you.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and you know, wow, sometimes we take things like that for granted, just because I'm a mental health advocate, right? I'm always talking about, especially on the holidays, please check on your friends and loved ones, you know, because people have passed away. We've lost a lot of people, especially in the past few years.
COVID.
You know, reach out, just send a text, check on them, make sure that everybody's okay, you know, because sometimes when we're not dealing with it, we forget about other people are doing certain things. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah.
It's like it's beautiful because, you know, everybody wound up okay. You're okay. And
It made us stronger. Like my daughters are my heroes. My son is my hero because my mother and father are still living. So I have no clue how they feel. Right? I lost a spouse, which is different than losing a parent. And they're my heroes, you know, they don't even know it, but like they're my heroes and they were so young. It's funny, my middle daughter, she looks just like her mom, right? My oldest daughter, I should say. I have a son and two girls. So my oldest daughter was 10 at the time, and she just fell into this role as if her mother's spirit jumped right into her.
Right in.
Mm-hmm. And she started.
Are you ready to be in the spotlight? Are you ready to share your story with the world? Well, Snails with No Shells is where you need to be. Available on all digital platforms, Facebook and YouTube. Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door.
Where did we go wrong? We were doing so.
My interpretation. Get your copy today.
Doing her sister's hair, she started acting like the mother of the house.
I love that.
At 10 years old. Daddy, you can't do that. Daddy, you got to do it this way. I'll get her hair done. You go ahead and cook dinner. You know, it was like she fell into that role of mom slash big sister slash, you know, I'm going to fill in with mom. You know, and to this day, she carries herself just like her mom.
Yes.
27 now, right? Graduated college, got an honors scholarship to go to Kennesaw State, doing really well, lives down in Buckhead, probably soon to be married herself. But she's like a walking, spitting image of her mom and her spirit. Everything about her is you know, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, I'm about to get teary-eyed. Wait. What a story.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you so much for being transparent and sharing that.
You're welcome.
People need to hear that because that's the reality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own plans, but sometimes God, universe has another plan, you know.
Yeah.
So, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. You're welcome, DJ. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're gonna lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We want to give a shout out to our sponsor of this episode of Snails with No Shells, and we'll come back. We're gonna talk about your business that you're doing now.
Okay.
Okay. All Perfect. Right. All right, all right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I have the amazing Rick Shambly in the building with me today. If you missed it, you're going to have to rewind and go back to the beginning. You missed some amazing information, a beautiful story.
Thank you.
Yes. So we're going to get into what Rick does. He's an entrepreneur. He's a serial entrepreneur. Yes. Network marketers, all of y'all.
That's right.
Always, yes, serial entrepreneurs. I love it, though. I love it. And yeah. So this is your online travel business. Let's get into that. First of all, how did you get into the travel industry?
Okay. Well, I love travel. I was always kind of in it as a consumer. But as far as getting into it as a merchant, I got started in Planet Marketing as a business 6 years ago. And I actually had the opportunity to get in when the company started in 2015 as a founding partner. My brother and his wife introduced it to me when it first started from the ground. And I was involved in a few other businesses. Of course, my full-time job, I was still at the post office, working like really ridiculous hours, 6 days a week. And at that time, I believe both my daughters might have been in college. If not, I think my oldest daughter was graduating. My youngest daughter was in her second year. So I had two in college at the same time. So I was working, driving for Uber on the weekends. And then I had an insurance and financial services business that I was doing where I was selling life insurance, annuities, and, you know, final expense insurance and stuff like that.
So
I was doing it all. I had to stay busy. Like, I could not.
Yes.
I always had dreams of being a millionaire, right? I always had dreams of just being financially free, time free. I had expensive tastes, expensive dreams. And I said, as long as God gives me life and breath, I was going to keep pursuing it, you know?
Yes.
I just couldn't go to sleep on them because I knew I had the skills and the talents. So with doing all three of those things, I still was kind of struggling a little bit. You know, two kids in college, one kid in college is rough, but then you got two at the same time.
Right.
So my brother reached out to me. He says, Rick, you're working so hard. You got to find a way to make money while you're sleeping. And BJ, I never heard it put that way before, but I was like, making money while I'm sleeping. I said, explain that to me, big bro. He's my oldest brother, right? And he invited me out to an event. I came out to a professional presentation. It was about an hour-long presentation. At the end of that event, BJ, I was sold. I said, sign me up. I'm in. And he actually attempted to share with me a year before, and I missed it. And I said, I'm not going to miss this again. And I knew retirement was coming. I had about 5 years left at the post office at that time before I was going to retire, and I never wanted to work a job again once I got out of the post office. So I did my 34 years. I said, I'm not filling out nobody else's application. I'm not going to be a greeter at Walmart.
Right.
Most people do. And it just made sense because I knew when I retired, I wanted to travel and see the world.
Yes.
And why not make money doing it? Like, if I could go to Egypt and make money for going, or if I could go to Dubai. I went to Dubai last year, you know, and earned a commission for a trip I was going to take anyway, you know. So it just made a lot of sense. And it's travel and entertainment. So it's flights, hotels, car rentals, cruises. And then you can even purchase, like, we have a vendor which is called Golden Tickets, which is just like Ticketmaster. So let's just say I wanted to go to the Super Bowl. And I think it's in Miami. No, I don't know where it is this year. But that's in February, the Super Bowl. I can get hotel, flight.
And so who's your team?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers, okay.
I'm a diehard Steeler fan.
Okay. Like, you know,
and being from New York, I've never been to Pittsburgh in my life, but the era that I grew up in the 70s as a kid,
yeah,
the Steelers and the Cowboys were the most relevant teams. And Oakland, you're a Cowboy fan? Oh, no.
My household, Tony Dorsett. You know, that's all we know. Tony Dorsett, yes, I grew up. Cowboy fan.
My twin brother's a Cowboy fan. My son is a Cowboy fan. So
okay, it makes sense.
We all in that era. That was the two teams. And even though I'm from New York, I like the Giants. and I cheer for the Giants when they're not playing my team. I know you don't like them.
I can't stand them.
That's the same. That's your division. That's your division.
Right, with division rivals. Like, yes.
Yeah, we got a heated rival game. We play the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday. My Steelers. So that's a rivalry for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm from that Lynn Swann era, the Mean Joe Green, Terry Bradshaw. That was my era.
Yeah.
And if my team loses, BJ, I am in such a bad mood.
I know it.
Man, and they've been losing a lot this year. So we're in the rebuilding phase. We got a rookie quarterback, so we got a little ways to go, but we'll bounce back.
Yeah, you got to rebuild. Everybody goes through it. Everybody does. So y'all didn't mean to get sidetracked. You know, you said football. I'm like, oh, let's talk about it. He's from New York, so let's see. He's living in Georgia. Let's see what direction we going. But okay. Yeah. So you were saying that the Super Bowl, you're gonna go to the Super Bowl this year?
I was saying. Through the business, because it's not just travel, but it's entertainment. So let's say you and the girls want to go to Vegas to see Usher, right? Mm-hmm. You can purchase your hotel tickets, flight, and even purchase the concert tickets. It could be Broadway shows in the city in New York, down at the Fox. It could be sporting events, basketball, baseball, anything. And sometimes people kind of get thrown off when we say it's travel, but it's travel and entertainment. But it's also bigger than that. It's about creating your ideal life. You know, we help people supplement their lifestyle and supplement their income. And the product just so happens to be a very sexy product. Travel is sexy, right? And it sells itself. You know, just imagine laying on the beach in Aruba, just relaxing with this soft sand and the beautiful ocean. And, you know, it sells itself. You don't even see travel agencies anymore. Back in the day, you used to go into a brick and mortar building. Mm-hmm. Now people just go on the internet and they can search Maldives. They can search Dubai, Paris, Egypt, and then they put everything right there from the comfort of their home. So,
I would rather, I had a friend that was doing the travel. I would rather like call somebody that I knew
to
set it all up. So, So if I wanted to go, say, I'm just gonna say Cancun. But I learned something new from you because you said it's not just travel, it's entertainment. Yes. And I didn't know that. I thought it was always only just travel.
No.
So okay, let's get on the entertainment side. As I think a lot of us know about the travel part.
Yeah.
So I will call you. So what would I do if I wanted to? Yeah.
If you call me directly, and that's usually how I book for my clients, or I can send them my link, which is rickshamley.intellitravel.com. Mm-hmm. They could actually register as a client, and then they do their searching themselves, just like if they were on another platform. There's so many out there. But, I like how you said you like dealing with people you know. Most people like working and booking their travel through people that they know as opposed to booking through a stranger. So now they call me, my family members, my sister, whoever it is, friends, coworkers. Rick, I'm trying to book a trip for two to Vegas on New Year's Eve. Can you put something together for me? Boom. Mm-hmm. I can call any one of our vendors and they can give me a flight and hotel package and I send it right back to you. Hey, BJ, how does this look? Is this price in your range? And then you say, Rick, I like it. Let's book it. It's just that simple. I get you on the phone with the vendor, with the booking agent. They take your information over the phone. That trip is booked. And 9 times out of 10, you only have to pay a deposit, and then you pay the balance right before the trip is taken. So now, if you wanted to add going to see Usher at that same getaway in Vegas, we go to Golden Tickets to purchase your tickets. You know, and somebody was making a commission off all of that. Now it is redirected to the person that's in the business. So let's say I book it for you, then those commissions are directed towards me. Or even if you saw an opportunity for yourself or any one of your viewers, those commissions are now redirected to them as opposed to paying it out to somebody.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And not only tickets, but excursions too. Like I went to Dubai last year. Mm-hmm. And we went to the Burj Khalifa, There was a yacht party, yacht cruise.
Mm.
And so any type of excursion. We went out to the desert where you get to ride the dune buggies.
Yeah.
TVs, ride camels. And then they have a big luau, like barbecue there. You could anything that's connected to travel and entertainment can be booked through the business.
Nice. So yeah. I'm it's like I'm really paying for the convenience of me not having to do anything. Just call
exactly.
And
exactly.
You doing all the research. And
exactly. You tell us what you want and we put the package together for you. And then you decide, okay, Rick, that price is right in my range. Let's
mm-hmm.
make it
happen. Mm-hmm.
And then you go have an amazing experience and come back. Right. And then you say, okay, Rick, I want to do Paris next year. I want to do Greece.
Right.
You know,
right.
So yeah.
And so it's and people can make money.
Come on.
Off of doing that.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't even realize it was that much money in travel, right? And then you add the network marketing compensation plan. I'm gonna just give you some examples and then you let me know if I'm sharing too much. But we have a young lady on our team. She's one of the number one bookers in the business.
Okay.
And she used to book group travel before she even got into business. She was a school teacher and educator out in San Diego, California.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to take these big mega trips with family and friends before she got into business, but she wasn't making any money. So she saw this business. She said, it's a no-brainer. I'm already doing this.
Mm-hmm.
She booked a trip of 100 to South Africa right before the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was 100 people. She came back to a $51,000 commission on that one booking, BJ. 100 people. Now that, and out of the 100, she got 7 tour conductor credits, which means 7 people out of that 100 could go for free. The more people that you add to your booking, then you get tour conductor credits where you get one free trip for every, I forgot what the number is, right? And she got 7 of them. So that means she went for free and 6 other people went for free and she still made that $51,000 commission. So that's just one stream of income, right?
Right.
On the commission side. Now on the marketing side, when you start building your network and build your team, there's a whole lot of other residual income that I could be here for hours trying to explain it. Just know that there's a lot of money that's being made in this industry, in this business. And that's what attracted me. I didn't get in, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't get in the business to be a travel agent. And I don't even consider myself a travel agent. I consider myself a lifestyle coach that owns my own travel business.
Yes.
I help people create a lifestyle, you know.
Yes, I like that. Yes. Oh, wow. Who knew? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I love just interviewing people because, man, I learned so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wow. Who would have thunk it?
A mailman from New York.
Right. Wow. Right in Dubai, just having a good time.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
I love that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, y'all need to tap in.
Yes. Come on. We having fun. We have a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. All right, so get and stay connected with Rick Shamley at shamleyrick@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us one example. So
yeah.
I guess once you get in touch with him, or it's probably so much that he will educate you on. I love it. I love it.
I'll share this one last example. My brother and his wife shared the business with me, right? They both have their full-time careers. My brother's a full-time systems analyst. His wife owns her own gospel records promotions.
Mm-hmm.
They make over 6 figures residually in our business on a part-time basis. Now, BJ, that's important that I pause, right? They make 6 figures residually in our business on a part-time basis. I never made 6 figures in my job working overtime,
right,
working like crazy, and they casually are making over 6 figures in our business part-time. So we have people that are making 7 figures in our business. You know, they do the business now full-time, but when I say full-time, it's not the same as a job. You know, it's their own business, their own freedom. So I just wanted to share that, because the residual income on the planet marketing side and the compensation plan that our founder, Mr. Bradley, created can change your life if you let it. You know, if you really let it and work it, it can change your life. Just wanted to share it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. I knew this was going to be an amazing conversation. I knew it.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Okay. All right, you guys. So y'all need to get in touch with Rick Shamley.
Yes. Hey. Don't delay. Make 2023 your year for freedom.
Yeah.
2023, the theme for our business is Project Freedom. Don't go into 2023 doing the same things that you complain about in 2022. When you have the information to do better, you got to do better. You know, when you have the time and the energy and the wherewithal, there's nothing stopping you. You just got to make the decision that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and make 2023 that year of freedom for you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So, Rick, where can I know you're on Facebook. Do you want to say that information? Because this is going to be on audio as well. So
yes,
let us know where we can find you.
Rick Shamley. It's my first name, last name for Facebook. It's funny, my Instagram, I believe it's under my first and last name as well. You should be able to find it under there. I'm not too looking up on my phone now. And it's under Rick Shamley. And I guess I'm so out of touch somewhat with some of the Instagram, with some of the social media tags. Shamdu is the nickname, I believe, but they'll be able to find me under Rick Shamley. And then Instagram, I don't know. That was Instagram. So the other one was LinkedIn. That's still under my first name, last name. So yeah, those are the main three: Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
All right, so you put in Rick Shamley, make sure that E is in the last name, Shamley. Yes, Rick Shamley.
Yep. And it used to be spelled like the Shamley here, like Chamble. My grandfather changed the spelling for some reason. I think he might have been running from somebody.
Probably.
Yeah, he wanted to throw him off, and he switched the spelling of his name. So
yes.
Awesome.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, make sure y'all reach out to Rick Shamley. You can find him everywhere. He's everywhere.
Yes.
He is everywhere. I love it. And Rick, thank you so much for joining me on Snails and No Shells. This was an amazing conversation. I had a great time.
Thank you, BJ, for having me.
Yes.
This has truly, truly been an honor for me, and I'm grateful. You know, yes. I didn't know. This is I've done a few other interviews before, similar, but nothing like this. This is great. I love it.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I'm honored. Yeah. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, before we go, what I would like to say is, you know, I'm everywhere. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, BJ Martin, Instagram, MS_BJ Martin, YouTube. I need you to subscribe. Rick, I need you to go to Snails with No Shells podcast.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, I'm trying to grow my channel. I have a channel, but I'm trying to grow that channel in particular. So I need everybody, pick up your phone.
Yep.
Put in Snails.
Going right now.
Yes, Snails with No Shells podcast.
Snails. I'm going to it right now.
Thank you so much.
Is it without or with no? Okay,
it's with no. Snail with No Shells podcast. Okay.
Yeah, let's see. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Podcast. Oh, here we go. I got you. I'm hitting
all right.
Right now.
Yes. Thank you. That's all I'll ask. I just, you know, just follow me on YouTube. And ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, this announcement is for you. I am going to be consulting again. Okay. I'm doing consultations again. And Ladies, this is just for my men. This is just for my men. I love y'all, but this is just for my men. This is a calling for me. Because Rick, I'm a mental health advocate, and I definitely advocate for men's mental health. I'm talking about it all the time because it's important that our men heal. Okay. It's important that they, you know, just be loved on and just hold space for you all. You know, and it's like, it's okay. Let's normalize men being human beings. You know, it's okay not to have the answers. It's okay to be emotional, have, you know, and cry. You know what I'm saying? So, women, we have so much. We have this and that of y'all, but this is just especially for my men. I'm here for y'all. So, yes, I'm doing consultations. It's for men only. And this is my number, 678-759-4246. Again, 678-759-4246. You can call me, and I can give you the information about your consultation. And these are judgment-free calls, okay? Judgment-free. A lot of times people are ashamed and embarrassed. So some things they don't want to tell certain people. Some people don't even want to share certain things with their wives or some even their therapist sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And I'm that person. I'm like, I've been through a lot. I've done a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I just hold space, just a loving space for my men. I do. So again, men, give me a call, 678-759-4246. And subscribe, share. Get the word out about Snails and No Shells podcast. I'd appreciate that. All right. And before we go, I'm trying to think if I got everything out there. Yeah, I think I did. I think I'm done. All right. So
I'm going to be sharing all of this information too, BJ.
Awesome.
All it is.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to end the show right here. Before we go, what I would like to say is remember, just like the sun, you are necessary. I love y'all. Peace.
My Interpretation. Get your copy today.
Just my imagination, or is it just insanity for me to constantly care for that deep soul?